I do want to get a quick legal opinion on the legislation that allows, indeed requests, that clubs collect some of our data, as certainly as a visitor, before we enter. As we know, a man has now been arrested in Sydney's West over this data leak, said to have impacted around 1 million people. The data that's leaked, particularly concerning because there's a lot of information in there, including facial recognition biometrics, driver's license scans, club membership details, these sort of things. A lot of personal information is seemingly now open slather. But when you look at the legislation, the Registered Clubs Act of 1976, from what I can glean, and as I said, I'm no lawyer, not even a bush lawyer, but from what I can glean, a lot of the data on file is what we would call superfluous. In other words, there was no need to have it. Some data, under the law, yes. But all of these other bits of data, no. So are there questions to be answered? Well, I want to talk this through from a legal point of view. No stranger to 2GB, Sam Macedoni, the principal at Macedoni Legal, is on the line. Sam, lovely to talk with you.
How are you, Michael?
I'm all right. Thank you for your time. It's not every day, I suppose, lawyers think, oh, let's have a chat about the Registered Clubs Act of 1976. But here we are with a very big story and potentially 1 million people's private details exposed.
Well, yes. Look, the legislation requires if you enter a club as the guest of a member, the club has to get your name, either your full name or just your surname and initial, together with your address and the member's signature. That's as a guest. If you walk in off the street and you want temporary membership, in other words, you fit the criteria of a temporary member, you have to give them your full name or your surname and initial, your address, and you must also sign in. Now, that's why I think most clubs take a photograph or a scan of your license if you go in as a temporary member, because it has your full name, it has your address, and it has your signature on it. However, it also has your license number and a photo ID of yourself, all of which, if that information gets out to the wrong people, can lead to scams and identity theft. So I think the clubs are getting much too much. All they need is your name, your address, and if you're a temporary member, your signature. If you're the guest of a member, then the member's signature.
I mean, this was my suspicion, Sam. Legally, I'm sure what you say there is sound. My suspicion was that we just defaulted, and the technology just defaulted to the driver's license for convenience because it had all the information that was required. The problem was it had additional information that never was, but we don't have any other very common piece of identifying kit in our wallet that has the information that's required. Hence, they say, you got your driver's license.
Well, that's exactly right. And it's all convenience and it's all short-cutting whatever happens. But in reality, all they need to do is get your name, your address, and if you're a temporary member, your signature. Now, they don't want to do that because that's going to take time, typing in everyone's name, address, and getting them to sign in. So they simply ask for a form of ID, which is your driver's license that has all those details. Trouble is, you're also giving up other details that they're not really entitled to have.
No, and then, of course, in the wrong hands, away it goes, as we've allegedly seen.
Exactly. I mean, identity theft, and it's just rampant at the moment. So one has to be very careful when you go into a club. I suppose you could insist that, look, I'll give you my name, I'll give you my address, and I'll sign, but you're not having a scan of my license.
Well, I was going to ask you then, this is one thing I wanted to clear up yesterday. I was speaking to a cybersecurity expert that's just suggested that very point, I think, and that is, let's say you go to your local club tonight and you're a bit worried about what you've heard, and they say, well, look, have you got your license? And you say, well, actually, I've heard all this. I'm not that keen to give that to you, but I'm going to give you this and this and this, and you can write it down. I mean, from a legal point of view, are you in the right?
Yes, you are, because that's all the legislation requires of the registered club, that they make a note of your name, your address, and get your signature if you're a temporary member. And as I said, if you're the guest of a member, they get the member to sign you in.
And a lot of this is the... And so people say, well, hang on, why do they... You go to a restaurant, you don't do this. You go to a pub, you don't do this. You go to a theatre, you don't... Why the club? My understanding is because they're registered clubs and you got the Act from 76, there's issues with tax and things like that that mean they have to store these details for a minimum, I think, 3 years. Is that right?
That's exactly right. They must keep the details for 3 years. And that's so that there's always a record kept of who enters the premises that aren't members.
Well, I wonder if, indeed, the Act, I note it is from 1976, 50 years ago, some would say archaic, I wonder if that does need a revisit.
Well, when you say a revisit, then what can they do? They can't really insist that you give them a copy of your licence. You shouldn't have to prove your identity with, you know, a photo of yourself. That's just the same as clubs taking the scans of your face. It's not necessary. It's not a legal requirement. And I don't think they should change the legislation. I think the club should get off their backsides and take the information that is required and nothing more.
Yeah, see, people, Sam, you know, I mean, you know this. People remember going to clubs in decades gone by and you used to have a piece of paper. You know, you'd sign it, you'd rip the chit off the side and then they'd keep their little bit of receipt. Now it's all digitised for convenience. But, of course, you know, it's one thing for a nefarious type to come and take a book. It's another thing for a similar nefarious person to get into a database that has a million people's details.
Exactly. And Waller said, you know, it's just a matter of convenience as far as the clubs are concerned to scan your licence. But you're giving them information that they're not entitled to. And it's to your detriment if that information gets out.
And just finally, Sam, again, on the storage of all of this, you know, I mean, if the legislation requires 3 years or 7 years, I think it's 3 years for tax purposes.
Yes, it's 3 years.
I mean, what's the message to some of these establishments that have been obviously holding this information somehow for 8, 9, 10 years?
Well, I think that they should clear their records every 3 years because otherwise I think they will make themselves liable should that information get out that's been held for 9 or 10 years. I think that after 3 years, they should clear the names out of their system, and in the meantime, make sure that they've got a system that's pretty well foolproof and that no one can get into. In other words, get all your antivirus equipment and software in place.
Instructive to talk to you. I've chewed up enough of your time, Sam. Thank you for being there.
Pleasure. Take care.
All the best, Sam Macedoni there. As I said, the principal at Macedoni Legal, 131873, confirming there what our guest said yesterday, and that is that you do not have a legal obligation to hand your licence over, to have it scanned. There are other ways for the Club Act of 76 to be met from a legal point of view from the clubs, or whoever it happens to be, without having your licence chewed up by a device if you don't trust it. Now, I suspect a stack of people for convenience will still put the licence in the little slot and away they go. Well, that's your choice. But if you are concerned, it does seem, and we've now had that from two people, it does seem to be the case that if you don't want to hand your licence over, you can refuse. You've still got to give some identification. Whether that's manually written down on a book or a register, well, that's, I suppose, up to the venue. But legally, they are not allowed to demand that you present the licence and put it in the little device.